This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm Reema Tendulkar. The US markets closed higher yesterday. Not by much, but there were minor gains. The Dow was up 0.1%, the S&P 500 gaining 0.4%, the Nasdaq rallying close to about 0.5%. In fact, the Nasdaq closed higher for the fourth successive session. The data points from the US, the important ones, the US Q2 GDP was revised lower. The last estimate was for a 2.4% annualized growth. Now they're saying that Q2 GDP in the United States grew less than that at 2.1%, pointing to softer economic growth. Also, the ADP jobs data showed that job addition in the month of August was 177,000. This is lower than economists' expectations and sharply lower than the July number of 371,000. This jobs data is also seen as a precursor to the monthly data, which is reported by the Labor Department on Friday. That will give us a clearer picture. It's the more tracked number, but this is an indicative number about the jobs. Both these two are indicating that maybe, you know, the multiple rate increases that we've had from the Federal Reserve is indeed having an effect in slowing down the U.S. economy. As a result of that, the dollar index eased. Now currently just above 103, 103.1, but crude prices inched up a bit and now closer to $86. There was also some data coming out about the inventory levels. There was a coup, military coup in Gabon. So all that contributed to a price rise in Brent crude. Now coming back to our own market, if you look at the setup yesterday, the Indian market started off trade higher, went to levels of 19,450, but retreated from that level to finally close absolutely flat. The 20-day moving average, which is 19,450, got rejected. So that's going to be an important resistance level for a market. The support will be 19,229, but today is the August series expiry. Now, the last four series have been positive for the Indian markets. If things close right now as they are, then in August series, we are likely to see a cut. The Nifty is down close to about 350 points in the August series. Post-markets close, you've got the July core and fiscal data deficit at 5 p.m. You also have the domestic Q1 GDP data at 5:30 p.m. Estimates are, from the Economist, it's going to be a 7.9% growth. Flows, the DII's bought 1,323 crore in the cash market. The FI sold 494 crore in the cash market. But again, the flows have been skewed by the multiple block deals. And yesterday, you had a block deal coming through in Zomato, where SoftBank sold a little more than 1%. In terms of stocks, well, there are two important block deals yet again, right? The first one is Sula, where World Invest is looking to offload about a 12.5% stake in a block deal which is sized at 540 crore. And the price, the indicated price, is about 473 to 508. This particular investor, World Invest, had about an 18.5% stake. Of that, they're looking to offload 12.5%. MedPlus is also looking, you know, at a block deal. The size is about 860 crore. And the seller could be Premji Invest and Lavender Rose. There are two order wins. Okay, those were the two block deals, MedPlus and Sula. Keep your eye on those. The two block deals are RVNL. It's a 256 crore order from Maharashtra Rail Corp. And the other one is BHEL. They bagged an order to set up a super thermal power project at Chhattisgarh. Okay, Nazara has said that there is a board meeting on 7th of September where they will consider issuance of equity on a preferential basis. Aeroflex Industries will be listing today. The issue price is 108 rupees per share. It got heavily subscribed 97 times. So we'll watch for how day one of Aeroflex Industries pans out. So lots of individual stocks. It's got the expiry. It's going to be an action-packed day. Enjoy it. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.